Good evening. Good morning. Yes, is this thing on? My name's Nick Tan. And welcome to this week's Is This Thing On podcast, where I play you some of the best music that's been sent to me. And to be honest with you, I've been sent some shit this week. I don't know what happened. I think I must have got onto some board somewhere. Hang on, I'm trying to drink of water here. For crap hip hop. So if you're I'm trying to find my pop shield. Every week I do this. Where's my pop shield? Hang on, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm gonna do this. This worked last time. Sorry about this. See, that's better. All I need to do is put a hat over the top of it, and I have dispensed the need for an expensive pop shield. Yeah, I've been sent some just dreadful hip hop. Just awful stuff. So I think there must be a board somewhere that they said, if you've got crap hip hop, send it to Nick Tan's podcast. And they've just done it. I must have had 30. This is Glenn Maltman, by the way. And Man Made Storm. What a track this is. So they sent me their crap hip hop. So I don't know what it is. So stop that. Everybody stop that. So what have I got for you this week? I've got some tracks for you. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tracks, plus an interview with Julian Graham, whose track I'm going to play, Eternal. Nice guy. We had a chat yesterday. He's from Johannesburg. Have you heard? Johannesburg in South Africa. But he's living over here in leafy Wimbledon. Anyway, I'm going to play you a track. Hang on a second. What's going on here? I've still got... See, now... Oh, don't worry about it. So what have you done today? I'll tell you what I've done today. I've done two major things. I've paid my taxes. I've paid them. I mean, I filed them, and then I got the bill and went, shit, I better earn some more money to pay for this. So, yeah, I did that, and I paid my taxes. And I've bought myself something quite grown up as a musician, and as a musician who sells his CDs. Ooh, who's done that? Ah, cool. I bought something very grown up for my shows. I bought myself a swipe machine. You know those machines for cards? So you can pay for merchandise with your card. I've just bought one of those. I'm gonna get that next week. Later this week. So that'd be good fun. Anyway, band I'm gonna play first is the Amber Bugs. And Dave Franklin knows the Amber Bugs, and I know Dave Franklin from talking about music and architecture or something like that. Dave, I like Dave Franklin. He's a very nice guy. Anyway, he's reviewed the Amber Bugs' new single, which is called David Dimbleby. It came out 4 days ago, and it sounds like this. It's brilliant.
I've got a feeling that something is going to break. We got some bleeding hearts out here on the left, and then a racist tells you he's talking common sense. It's not common sense. Not the chair respects my suit and tie. I'm so impartial, I don't come here to take sides. I'm adding nothing, I'm taking nothing away. While the masters of the vision are multiplying again, and we're still playing their games. Here they go. We'll be right back.
and gentlemen, now you're all vexed up. Let's have a question from that shifty guy at the back. There's no substance in his question, the substance is all in his nose. And that's why our panel seems to know exactly what he's talking about. Well, calm down, now don't you speak over me. I'll point my pen at you, I'm David Dimbleby. This is my circus and you are my clown. So speak when you're spoken to right now, shut up and sit down. Identify a problem before it occurs. It's all gone wrong, it really has. Help us Jesus or Buddha or Superman. Cause you know being a cartoonist, you can pull out some truth you won't see in a photograph. But it's alright, it really is.
We're gonna bomb the hell out of someone.
Cause you know being a pacifist, well that won't make anyone rich. Anything, but we're out of time, so, you know, roll the credits. Next time we'll be discussing the existential status of the soul, specifically in relation to Jesus. Tune in then to find out more, where we'll be coming at you from Canterbury, where our audience think they're better than you. I'm in the mind.
not home. Gonna pack my bag, I'm gone. You'll see my destination written in a magazine. It's 3 a.m. rain's coming down. Got that water on the ground beneath my feet as I walk calmly out of town. It's 3 a.m. and the stars are out. I hear the taxi driver shout, grab my phone, grab my keys and a little cash. The streets are cold and I'm so alone. My head is heavy, I'm a little cold. I got nothing but my soul and some dignity. Heaven take me, you'll never break me. Heaven take me, no, no. Heaven take me, you'll never break, yeah, me. Heaven take me, please, no. Had the good times, then you threw them all away. You just don't even care. Time's a wasting, time's a fool. Never going back, never going back there.
Hiya, we can't get to the phone right now, but leave a message and we'll get right back to you.
Cause it's 3 a.m, you're not home. Gonna pack my bag, I'm gone. You see my destination written in a magazine. 3 a.m. and you're not home. Heard my message on the phone. That's the last time you'll hear from me. Heaven take me, you'll never break me. Heaven take me. Take me, you'll never break me. Heaven, take me. No, no, no. Heaven, heaven, heaven. Little bit of heaven, heaven. No, no, no. Heaven, heaven, no. Heaven.
Hi, this is Clara Barker, and you're listening to Nick Tan's fabulous podcast, Is This Thing On?
Podcast, that's right, Clara. Yeah, she lives in the Isle of... Where does she live, Clara Barker? Isle of something, Isle of Man. Anyway, I must play something of hers soon. I must, mustn't I? I will. Maybe next week. So, first of all, we start off with the Amber Bugs and David Dimbleby, followed by some of the best in American klezmer, I know. And that was Heiza Bulgare, I think. I think that's good pronunciation, actually. I think that's pretty good. From the Mov Sesian project, details of which will hopefully follow on the podcast page, which is at Nick 10. Oh, it's Friday. I need some more coffee. That's what it is. I need some more coffee. Is this thing on podcast.com? Go there. Do all that. I'm not going to do much talking today because I haven't got it in me. I've got things on my mind that include coffee and my dinner. All right? So anyway, let me... so that was that. And then after that was me, Nick Tan, and 3am from the Nick Tan Trio M Authentic. So, yesterday I spoke to Julian Graham. So, Julian Graham, how are you?
Well, thanks. So, slowly dying, but it gets better, I guess.
It does, doesn't it? So, whereabouts in the world are you?
So right now I'm based in London.
Uh-huh. Where are you based in London?
Very posh Wimbledon.
Very nice.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit too upmarket for me, I think. I feel a bit out of my depth.
Well, it's easy to do in Wimbledon. It's nice there. You got a common, you got a nice little Buddhist centre in Wimbledon as well. Do you know the Buddhist centre?
Yeah, we do. You know what? I found myself, I've only been there twice. Even though it's really nice and peaceful, it reminds me of back in South Africa, you know, with all the trees and everything. But yeah, it's all right.
It's nice. I wandered in there once and just went and meditated. I'm not a Buddhist. I've never meditated before, but I kind of wandered in and people were sat on the floor. It was quiet and peaceful, so I thought I'd join in. So
sure,
yeah, you're from South Africa. Whereabouts in South Africa?
Johannesburg.
Oh, the big one.
The big one, the big scary city.
Yeah, so you must be loving this weather.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's one thing I love moving is to another country and just getting 0 hours of sunshine here. It's really brought out my inner personality, I think.
Oh, no. So how long have you been over here?
Since 2014. I came over to study music technology and video production, so...
Mm-hmm. So whereabouts did you do that?
I did that at the London College of Music. And the whole degree kind of just consisted of me not really doing the coursework and just doing my own projects, which has worked out completely. I passed, so all's good.
Brilliant. So is that what you're gigging at the moment as well?
Well, I finished back last year, so now I'm just doing my own projects and doing things. I got an invite to go to Japan and perform on Japanese television, so we'll see how that pans out.
Oh, mate, that's a promised land.
That is the promised land.
Yeah. You get a Japanese super fan, you're set for life.
Well, yeah, just look at Oasis, like.
Yeah. I think it's Japan and, Switzerland is the place to play.
Switzerland.
It's number one destination for artists to go and play. They go and play in Switzerland, you'll be buying the golden toilets, mate.
That's if I get an invite to Switzerland. I don't think anyone there really gives a shit about me at this point.
Well, we'll have to do something about that, won't we? I'm very big in Switzerland.
Oh, yeah? How'd you do that?
No, I'm not big in Switzerland. Bullshit. So, we're going to listen to Eternal, which I really loved. Otherwise, I wouldn't play the track, to be honest with you.
That's great.
How did you come across the track? How did it come to you?
I'm happy you say you liked it, because that means that you and three other people have actually listened to it so far.
Woo!
I know, big crowd. I think the other person was in Japan. I wrote it back when I was living in South Africa at quite a young age. I think I was 16. And I kind of just went into the back catalogue, you know, like some of those songs go, you just kind of forget about them. And then I ended up recording it at Berwick Street Studios.
Berwick Street.
It was fun. I mean, nice big studio, nice big sound. And it kind of just, I just thought, why not track it here? It's a big sound. It's very British. I love the whole kind of Brit rock sound.
Mm.
And yeah, that's how it kind of came about. And over the years, different people have different ideas of things. And the music video was shot all over Italy and Malta. So it's just been an absolute party with this song.
Brilliant. So it's a little bit like My 3 AM.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been around the block a few times and a few people have had a go at it. And that's actually a rap version of 3 AM.
No way. It's really?
It is, yeah. Somewhere on SoundCloud, someone grabbed the track. And just wrapped over the top of it.
I'd love to hear that.
It's the best version, if I'm honest.
Are you going to do it live now?
Well, I don't know. The guy's in America. He's sort of gone off the boil now, I think. But
maybe you can meet up in Switzerland with him.
We could. It's the great place to go. Jamie R. Hawkins goes out there. He's very big out there.
That does actually make quite a lot of sense, because, you think about it, and they're also big into the singer-songwriter culture there.
They are, and they've got loads of money.
Well, yeah, you said it, exactly.
They've got loads of money. Jamie Hawkins went out there, he got picked up by a record producer. Why haven't I played any Jamie Hawkins? Oh, he hasn't sent me any tracks. Jamie, send me some tracks. He got picked up by a record producer, went out and they said, come and do some dates out in Switzerland. When he turns up, there was a backing band there ready, and they knew all his songs.
Jesus. I'm going to Switzerland.
It's the promised land.
Oh, So he just rocked up and there was a backing band.
They knew all his songs. They'd rehearsed it all. And he turns up. He said, where are we going to play? And he went, what? What?
What?
Yeah. And then they said, have some suitcases full of money.
Yeah, have some gold suitcases with diamond encrusted keys.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean,
like,
you've got it to spare, why not?
I'll tell you what, have you ever heard of Max Headroom?
I have not, I'm afraid.
Okay, you'll have to, well, after you've listened to this interview, right? Go onto YouTube and look for Max Headroom, because you've been Max Headrooming on this interview, and it's absolutely fantastic. I'm not going to explain it to you. You've just got to do it. And anybody, all the kids out there, if you've never heard of Max Headroom, go onto YouTube. There's bound to be some Max Headroom out there. Watch him, and that's exactly what's been happening to you, and it's hilarious. So, have you been gigging much in London?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, but whereabouts?
Everywhere, really.
Not everywhere. What do you mean everywhere? Marble Arch.
Not Marble Arch. It's the one place I haven't played. I played in the gutters, but not Marble Arch. No, I've not everywhere, but if I'm being honest, I've found myself to be enjoying playing outside of London more.
Yeah?
I'm, you know, going further into the countryside. I played a headline festival for an acoustic stage last year in Wales. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the Welsh are the loveliest people ever. Well, whenever you kind of come back, whenever you go outside of London, do you not find, like, I found myself really startled at people because they were actually nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I went to Manchester for the first time last year, and I went to Burger King or something at, you know, 11 at night.
Yeah.
And the person behind the counter actually started talking to me, and it was the weirdest thing. I mean, he started saying, how's your day? He brought up a whole conversation. And in my head, I'm going, oh, this guy wants to rob me. What's going on? You know, he's being nice. What a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back into London, it was like, as soon as you get on the train, I mean, you could be on fire. No one would care about you. So it's quite like a bizarre but a pretty cool relationship with London.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you appreciate it more when you leave and you appreciate it less when you're here.
It's a good place to visit, I think, London. I don't know if I could live there again, but yeah, I could certainly. It's a good place to. I come up and play every so often. Try the Bedford, actually. You go there, where the Bedford. You know the Bedford in Balham?
Bedford, yeah. I think I played at Bedford, actually.
Yeah, it's nice. In the round. It's like a Shakespearean globe.
Yeah, lovely venue.
Yeah, it's nice with that with Tony. Tony books the Bedford there, doesn't he?
I think I went through some agency or something, so.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. Pleasure.
I go direct now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What made you switch from going with the companies to going direct?
Because I've never been with the companies.
Okay, that's a good start.
I've always done it direct. That's why I hardly play any gigs.
Okay. Hmm. I'm with the next gigs coming in. But
he's doing it again. Awesome.
Well, they're better gigs, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
So yeah, once you stop doing so many gigs and you start referencing yourself and taking the time, to end up being better, and more people actually care about you when you're on stage.
I think so. Also, if if you just do good quality gigs, you don't go home stressed. You don't come back on the tube hating yourself. Have you done
well,
that?
Well, I mean, I don't know about that part, but
you come back from a gig and you go, right, well, I can't write songs, I can't play guitar, and my singing shit.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's just the sign of a good gig, isn't it? No. Or am I just being conditioned to believe that?
I think so, perhaps. So, have you got any plans to go back to South Africa, or are you here for the foreseeable?
Yeah, I'm here for the long haul.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to say to everyone who disagrees with me and hates me, I'm here to stay for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows, I might pack up and go to Japan or Switzerland, if that all works out.
Yeah, Japan. Japan's good though, man. I'll have to. How did you get to find out about Japan? How did you get to Japan? I've got a pen in my hand. Tell me.
It was the weirdest thing. So on YouTube now, I've started a new cover series where I got really sick of covering these songs and them just being really uninteresting. And I started listening to more and more Japanese music and Korean music, and I've realized that, you know, these people write amazing songs, but they're not big here just because they're not in English. So I thought, well, I'll take these J-pop and K-pop songs and I'll cover them, but I'll translate them. And it's just started, so, you know, it's still picking up momentum. But some guy in in Japan for a Korean, no, not for a Korean, sorry, for a Japanese karaoke show. Sent me an email saying, we saw your cover. Do you want to come to Tokyo? We'll pay for you, but you've got to sing in Japanese on a Korean, on a Japanese television show.
Piece of piss.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, sure, you know, I'll just pick Japanese up in 2 months.
Yeah.
So I said no the first time. He's come back to me. I've kind of said no the second time. And I've just basically been saying to him, listen, mate, just give me a year. Let me learn Japanese, because I'm going to go there and I'm going to be like, you know, that asshole who just kind of screws up the entire language on national television.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is a free trip.
Yeah, well, so. That sounds fantastic. It's a good, it's a great, I know I've got a friend of mine who actually plays out in Japan what are they called, those bands that play old rockabilly?
All right.
In a rockabilly band. And there's a festival, Japan Rocks or Tokyo Rocks, something like that?
I think so, yeah, it's one of the two. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe
that's
I should
really
start,
cool.
Maybe it's just like covering that. That's a brilliant idea. Well done. Well done, Julian.
Well, yeah.
Actual genius. Actual
all
genius.
Work. Mm. Yeah.
All right, so you've got a website, I take it. People can find you.
I do have a website, but I've received implicit instructions from the owner of the podcast not to promote the website.
Well, you can promote it, but no one's going to no one's going to write it down. They'll find it on our website. It's this thing on podcast.com in the comments section at the bottom. So fantastic. We're going to do this track now. That sounds good, doesn't it? Intelligence.
Yeah, great.
One thing I wanted to talk about this track before we play it is that I really did like the bass on it. Now you're going to tell me, yeah, that was actually a computer that played the bass.
No, it wasn't a computer, but it was a producer.
Yeah?
Which kind of pissed me off, if I'm being honest, because I'm not a bad bass player. He's better than I am. But he kind of just picked up and started playing. And I was going, hey, man, why can't I play the bass? And then he starts playing and I go, I get it.
That's why.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. He wants the PRS credits. That's what he wants. PPL.
He's not getting them though. Thank
exactly.
God.
Exactly. That's what I do. That's what I do. Oh yeah, I'd play it. Well, I'm a bass player. That's you know. So.
Oh mate, what setup do you have?
Well, I've got a Whale.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of a Whale? Well, you have to Google it. WAL. Whale basses, okay. Electric wood, and I've got an old school Trace Elliott combo. Not combo. 250 top and 210 inches on the bottom.
Lovely.
In a wedge formation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, man. That's a proper setup.
It is. Oh yeah. It's all proper stuff. And it's the old school Trace Elliott, not the shit stuff.
Oh,
they went a bit shit. They did after a while.
Well, most companies kind of do, don't they? Look at Apple, really.
Oh, what?
Well, come
did
on.
Did you hear that?
Some of this stuff is a little bit. I'm an Apple. I run everything on Apple.
So do I.
I still continue to support them, but sometimes they get a bit shit. Like, you have to. I mean, I know this is basically crucifying the most successful tech company in the world, but everyone gets a bit shit sometimes.
So you're having a go at daddy now, aren't you? This is it. It's what happens when the children, they just turn on their parents. All right, Julian, it's been fantastic. We're going to play this fantastic song of yours, and I will speak to you hopefully next time while I play your song.
Sure, we'll do the interview in Japanese, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thanks very much, mate. Arigato.
No, arigato.
I'm trying to stay out of her way. Time will tell if all ends well. This voice screams, come back. And her love was the best I had. Song to me, she'll always be.
songs began. I'm trying to find that coat of quartz. Without the hits, it's just noise. So confess to me, you will this through. We'll walk on. Let me sing you my song.
Johnny, Johnny Redbird, you better leave your nest alone. Mama's found a new bird, and she's taking that little birdie home. Johnny, Johnny Redbird, you better learn to fly alone. Billy Bobby Bluebird is living in your home. When you believe in things that you don't, it's coming right back one of these days. Johnny, Johnny Redbird, you fly low.
My name is Ronnie, and I'm listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast from Japan.
Ah, bless him. Bless his little cotton socks. So we heard there, obviously we heard the interview with Julian Graham. Nice guy, wasn't he? Very nice guy and fantastic song. Also, after that, we heard Johnny Johnny Redbird. Johnny Johnny Redbird! By John Atman and the R.I.O.H.C. Choir. Well, that's it for this week. That's it. It's been a bit of a longer one, isn't it? 37, 54, 55, etc., etc. Same time next week, something like that. I've had a bit of a problem, actually. I've had a couple of problems, you see. Let me just tell you a little bit about two of my problems. The first problem was I noticed that the podcast wasn't getting pushed through to the iTunes. So I had a look at that, and it said there's something to do with the cache plugin. Don't worry if you don't understand it. So I went in and I disabled the cache plugin, and it all went through beautifully. How lovely it was. And then all my websites went down because it needs that cache plugin to make the websites work. So I've turned it back on again. So I don't know what I'm going to do this week. I don't know. I might just send it. I might just take it along to iTunes and push it into iTunes' box. And hopefully it'll just squeeze through and make it into the charts, etc. Anyway, if you feel like giving us a hand this week, why not go onto iTunes, onto the podcast? You can find the podcast that I'm listening on iTunes and give us a rating and give us some stars and stuff. It's all good. It's all grist in the mill. Let's play the last track of today, which is the Mekanos and Good Times. Great little track this is. It's very lovely. They're from Norwich. It's the quiz of the week. Anyway, enjoy this, and I will speak to you all next week. Bye! Only the good times need apply for this position. I'll sell you what is free. Who am I to understand your new edition? You're not beguiling me. Here at this altitude, hanging on, I hear your brand new tune. Open up your window, climb on out into the blue. Carry your shoes. Only the good times need a light. Times need apply for this position.
Hi there, I'm Alex from the band The Meccanos. Just like to say a really big thank you to Nick for featuring our single Good Times on his podcast, Is This Thing On?
This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?